It's great to see that you've come out today on this Backpack Sunday. Students, parents, and teachers and staff are doing their best to get ready for a new school year. And if you're not a student, a parent, or a teacher, you're still here for a good reason. You see, here in this house, we're committed for learning. To learn about how to do life and how to serve in God's world. I guess you could say we're set for a journey. At the beginning of any journey, we need to take care in terms of deciding what we're going to bring along with us, what we're going to put in our backpacks for that journey, and make sure that they are there for us. Most of us have packed luggage before and realized somewhere along the trip we really didn't need some of the things that we took along. Sometimes we take more than we needed, extra weight that we don't need. Now, I'm not talking about the extra pounds on our body, but the weight of a troubled past or conflicts that we can't seem to let go of, or sadness, or grief that holds on to us. We carry these things that are not necessary, that only weigh us down, slow us down, and keep us from doing what God intends us to do. What would our lives be like if we only packed what was truly essential? On this Backpack Sunday, we take our cue from God's Word on what we are to leave behind and what we need to pack. So this message is about starting a new school year, but it's also about starting afresh in any stage in your life. Try to imagine, if you could, that everything you needed for your journey of life would be contained in a backpack. Well, what would you put in it? I'm sure a number of us would take our smartphones and technical devices. How about makeup and hair care? And clothes? And don't forget shoes. How many shoes do you think you can pack in a backpack? Well, and don't forget about food. Oh, yep. Well, the first thing we need to pack really is to make our aim to live for God. And that's what we hear clearly and plainly in Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. What this means is that God really knows what you need for your life. He knows that right now. He knows you need clothes. He knows you need security, money, food, and caring people around you. He says if you make it your aim to live for him, God is going to give you everything you need. You see, a focus on God puts everything in perspective. The first thing we need to put in our backpack is also love for God, an eagerness to experience what Jesus calls the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what this means is that we need first to have that right kind of attitude, an attitude that looks to God first in this journey we call life. It's sad, but there are many people who really don't understand the meaning of life, why they are here, why we are on this journey called life. Moses, who wrote the book of Deuteronomy, says this. He says, keep my commandments and do them, for that will be your wisdom and understanding in the sight of the peoples, who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, whenever we call upon him? And what great nation is there that has statutes and just decrees so righteous as all this law that I have set before you today? You see, what we learn is the reason for our journey is not to be the smartest person around, or to be the person who has the most friends, or the person who has the most possessions. No. The best way to live is to know God and to live for Him. God is the source of life. And when you come to know God, guess what? Your life expands and your definition of beauty changes. And you come to know the greatest meaning to life is to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Jesus shows the best journey to take is giving our hearts to our Lord. All other paths lead to frustration and disappointment. The second thing we need to pack is God's love and forgiveness. God's love and forgiveness is very important. Without it, there is no life at all. God's love lights our path, and He gives us peace, and He gives us a purpose for our lives. More than that, He also gives us the ability to share God's love and forgiveness with other people. People around won't help but notice God's love and forgiveness in you. And so this is a life sharing of God's forgiveness and love. Packing God's love and forgiveness is an essential for sure. We live in a world where there are fractures. We live in a country with many political and social divides. People suffer. Many are affected by fires and floods. Yes, our world is fractured. And if we look a little closer, we can see that we are fractured too. Our relationships with one another are difficult to navigate. Fractures can appear in our closest relationships. And why? Well, the Lord tells us that the reason is sin. Sin robs us of our Savior and makes us think that we have no hope in this world. God is here to give us a solution, and God gave us Jesus, and He shows us that our journey can be so much better when we love and trust in Him, when we live for God, and when we become part of that kingdom of God. Jesus shows us how to journey and how to live, and that involves trusting in Him. Jesus' journey led Him to the cross. So what did He pack? He packed trust in His Heavenly Father. He knew that in spite of all that was wrong in this world, that His Father had a heart that loved all people, and that He wanted nothing more than to offer forgiveness for our sins and direction for our journey, a direction that includes sharing the kingdom of God and God's love in a world that needs to hear and know so much about it. You see, packing the wrong things can slow us down or even prevent us from getting where we want to go. The writer in Hebrews chapter 12 says, "Let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us." So taking along hatred or jealousy or the idea that life should just be here all about me, these are sins. And like all sins, that will weigh us down. That kind of baggage will rob us of the joy that God wants to give to us. So we need to lay those things aside. There's no good reason to pack them. It's a new beginning as we come upon a new school year. It's a new beginning for each of us. Remember those things that are essential for your journey. Carry with you the aim to live first for Him, to rely on His love and forgiveness, This world is aching for evidence of God's love from you and me together. It's a time to learn. It's a time to live. And it's a time to love our Lord and the neighbors He gives us. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus today and always. Amen.